You guys see this? This is really funny. You're all going to have to dial it back a little bit. I know you all want to be edgy. You're going to have to leave it to me. Did you see the Israeli ambassador to Italy complaining that a photograph put on the cover of L'Espresso was anti-Semitic? Did you see this? We strongly condemn the manipulative use of the recent cover of L'Espresso. The image distorts the complex reality with which Israel must coexist, promoting stereotypes and hatred. Responsible journalism must be balanced and fair. And it's a picture of an IDF soldier sneering at I assume a Palestinian woman while holding up a smartphone. And the image is more hateful towards Israelis than any Wojak, any 4chaner could concoct. I mean, it's truly insane. It's actually like the photographer was really cooking with this one. You know, you couldn't draw him. You couldn't, not only could you not draw him because it would be anti-Semitic, you couldn't draw him because you couldn't even pretend to be anti-Semitic enough to do it. Like, the human mind isn't capable of grappling with the hatred necessary to concoct a caricature like this. You know, it's really funny. Anyway, some Zionist shill types were trying to say this is a fake image because, I don't know, his kippah wasn't right or his vest wasn't right. But there are multiple photos of this guy. This is not AI. No, this is just what it looks like to be a resident of the West Bank, you know? You and your family live in a house for 500 years, and then a guy who looks like this screeches at you while taking pictures of you crying and, like, beating your children, you know? He looks inbred? That's not unlikely. I believe they're settlers, which is why his uniform is shit. It's so cool that civilians get to dress up like this and go kill people without legal consequences in the West Bank. It's anti-Semitic to take a picture of this guy. That is unironically the argument of the ambassador to Italy. Yeah. From Rabbi Popko and host of the Jewish World podcast. The Jewish World, huh? Try to find the difference between Italy's Espresso online magazine and the Nazi Der Stürmer's depiction of Jews. I was not able to see any difference. Man, it's a picture. He made the face. You're kind of arguing that the original propaganda was correct. I don't know what you can't. Okay. That's crazy. Who's that one really obnoxious Zionist account on Twitter who looks like a caricature as well? Like, every time a picture is posted of him, you get uncomfortable because it looks so, I was about to say on the nose, so like strikingly like a anti-Semitic caricature. Eli something? That doesn't narrow it down very much. I can't believe this is a battle they decided to fight. Rabbi Shmuley? No. That guy. But by the way, is he like doing a bit, Rabbi Shmuley? It's impossible to tell now. No, he's genuine? Man, that's fucking crazy. Oh, hello, Anna Kasparian. Always ready to post anything. Always in every comment section about Jews, I notice. It's such a fucked political environment, man. It's so fucked. Like, obviously, this guy is insanely evil, and every joke that races to your mind is probably informed, at least in some part, by legitimate righteous anger against him. But at the same time, you know 90% of the people who are talking about this are actual anti-Semites who ideologically aren't really different from him at all. Like, the reason Nazis hate Israel so much to the extent that they do is because they want to do the Israel. They're mad that they didn't get to do this in South Africa or Rhodesia or whatever. But Israel still gets to keep doing it, you know? Oh, yeah, another picture of that settler. Yeah, that looks like him. Nice bangs. Yeah, no kidding. Can we say phrenology? You'll have to keep it in your pocket this time, okay? However, would you be able to convince me that the process of being a settler in the West Bank would warp your face to make you look more evil? Yes, 100%. Absolutely, yeah. This guy? Oh, yeah, this is the guy. I don't even want to show a picture of him. Yeah, this is the guy I was talking about with the... It's hard to even... Anti-Semitic is so fucking overused. Yeah, objectively, that is true. However, it is often used correctly to describe people who are in the comment sections for posts like this, which is the issue, right? It's fucking... It's crazy, man. I don't know. I'm trying... It would be like if America spent $50 trillion creating and reinforcing a foreign ethno-state made up entirely of black people who were all culturally encouraged to act like the worst stereotypes Fox News ever put on them. It'd be like if you got all, like you like paid a bunch of black people to act like minstrel show characters, and then you had them like gave them all the power in the world, and 100 years later, like Super Liberia, not regular Liberia, Super Liberia, and they all acted like minstrel show characters. Like they would paint their lips red and shit, and they would go out every day and act like literally the way white people fucking dressed up making fun of them, and then we all have to take it super seriously, and it's all really fucking racist. But also, all the people doing it are mega racist against all non-black people. It's insane. Like it's like an impossible Gordian knot of bigotry that feels like it's like you have to wash your hands clean of it. I don't know what the fuck I'd do. What would you do if there was a mega ethno state of like 20 million black people who all like dressed up like minstrel show characters, but were all hoteps, and they were super racist against non-black people? And when white Americans go over to like document what they're doing, they get killed. And then for some reason, Western media pretends it didn't happen. It'd be like it's difficult to imagine because it sounds like a fucking joke, but we're literally doing this shit right now, you know? Black Hebrew Israelites exist. That's not what I'm talking about. I need you to follow the words that I'm saying and not just desperately grasp onto any adjacent concept your mind can hold on to, okay? I need you to focus on what I'm saying. Yeah, and be like the only people in America who point out the fact that this hypothetical Hotep ethno state is problematic are members of the Ku Klux Klan. And you're like, it is problematic, but I disagree with everything else you're saying about it. Get the guy off my screen. His face is repulsive. Just imagine being a West Bank Arab, man. Fucked up. Your house is getting shot at by like 16-year-old settler boys who look like that. You see their face, you're trying not to laugh as they kill you. They're beating you to death with hammers, and you're just looking at their faces and being like, I shouldn't say anything. Jesus Christ. If I speak. Trying not to laugh, so because he's recording you with his phone, you don't want to be accused of being anti-Semitic. It's like the IDF has a department dedicated to doing stuff everyone else would assume is an anti-Semitic character. Ah, yes, the classic, the tactical Torah for the IDF. Soldiers enter Lebanon with the Torah scroll. Is hey, 4chan neo-Nazis, is this the glorious, the Imperium aesthetics you wanted? Hey, people who Crusader post, you have a explicitly religious military colonizing a weaker population while carrying a gigantic ornamental scroll of religious doctrine on their back. Is this what you wanted? This is what it looks like in real life, by the way. Get them on board. That's a scroll. Yeah, well, it's unfolded, I assume, or it's like rolled at the top and at the bottom, but the middle part here is probably open, would be my guess, because it's a rectangle. Why? Because they're religious extremists. Has a lot of spells saved in it. Why bring scroll? Because they're religious extreme. I don't know what you mean. Why not just roll it all the way up? I don't know what you want. Are you asking for like practicality from the IDF soldier carrying the Torah into battle? I don't know what are you talking about? It's like you're asking like a holy war priest with a gigantic lectern with the Bible open. You're like, well, why didn't they get a pocket Bible that's lighter? I don't know. It's magic. It's you need a big scroll in order to cast the golem summoning magic, okay? You think you're gonna do that off a fucking, oh, just read a PDF of the Torah on your phone. Get a dang Kindle. I don't care about this. What is this, Threads? I don't think that's real. That's why so many people disregard spell components in RPGs. Fucking true. Absolutely true.